Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
We're back and we're more cultured than ever.
I would say less cultured after that experience.
We are back in the United States. We were in Austria and Germany for the last, 12 days, 11 days.
It felt like a lifetime.
It felt like a long, long lifetime full of ups and downs.
Going to like too many cities in too short of a time, period. No,
it was fun.
Overall, a great experience.
It was fun. It was just a lot. But overall, really great.
Yeah, we survived.
We did survive. It was Blaze's first time meeting all of his in-laws, mm-hmm. both sides of the family, and there are a lot of them.
There were a lot. That's the only thing,
I think, probably. I forgot how many there are, and just a lot of them many. I haven't seen in probably 20 years. Anyway, how are you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm great. I thought you were asking them. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited that we're back, and I think we're gonna... we've got a lot more exciting stuff.
I think you have an announcement.
Uh-huh. I have two things.
Okay.
One, I want to do a little shout-out to Dan... Excuse me.
What the hell's going on?
Like, hold on. Let me drink my cold-pressed fruit stand juice beverage.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, the grossest drink Trader Joe sells. Oh my god, what is this?
Use our promo code for the worst advertisement in history.
Oh shit, that's not as good as I thought. Okay. Wow.
Excellent. Pressed juice is never as good as you think.
I know.
You have to learn that when you move to LA.
It's literally fruit and vegetable juices with pink salt and cayenne pepper.
Okay, well, you should have known by reading the label.
Okay, so anyway, I have a little shout out to do to Daniela, who... spotted me in Santa Monica.
Oh, I forgot.
On the promenade.
Alexander got recognized for the first time ever.
And I'm sorry if I seemed very awkward, because I was.
Startled.
I was. It was a weird moment for me.
I've been recognized a few times, and it is very scary when a stranger runs up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually assume I've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I immediately become defensive and apologetic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was... very nice to meet you, and
she recognized Allie.
Allie, too.
And she called you your stupid name.
She shouted, "Bad boy of podcasting," multiple times.
And now Santa Monica knows.
Now everyone in Santa Monica needs to know, or should know by now, who I am. And I was very flattered and very surprised, and still I'm a little convinced someone paid her to do that.
Yeah, it was me. You finally caught it.
Yeah, maybe Allie was like, wow, he's been in such a bad mood and stuff.
But
let's
she was
cheer,
like...
let's cheer him up. Let me find a stranger to...
But she was like, I'll give you $5 extra if you recognize me, too.
anyway,
cool.
Shout out to her. Hi. Also, I want to tell everyone how much of an idiot I am.
Finally.
Last episode, I mentioned that Delaware is a state that pumps its own... or sorry, where the attendant pumps the gas for you. And Kayla messaged us and said, hey, you're an idiot. You might be a bad boy, but you're not very smart. And told me that apparently in Delaware that's not even true.
Why would you think that?
Well, I Googled it, and for some reason that's... I don't know what I looked at. Maybe I just looked at the first thing and for some reason misread it.
It's like, I didn't
but
even...
Caleb emailed us or messaged us, and I Googled it again and couldn't find anything that supported that. Like my,
are you serious?
Yeah, so I was just completely wrong and Googled
maybe
it.
Maybe you Googled New Jersey, which is where they do that. Now I'm going to get another email being like, you're such an idiot. Because I didn't actually Google that, although I think it's
true.
No,
I think
true.
It's New Jersey and Oregon are like the only two. Either way, Kayla...
Stop making factual statements that are probably untrue.
Yeah, Kayla did not call me stupid or an idiot, was very nice about it, and thank you for fact-checking. We're going ahead with the episode anyway, and found some good reviews for you.
Great. Well, this is episode 40.
Big 4-0.
Yeah, so I have a little present for you.
Uh-oh.
But let me go get it.
Okay.
Now, I want to be clear before I go get it.
Okay.
This is... hope you remember this reference, and I'm a little scared that you're going to be like, what in the hell is happening here?
That's the worst, when people like message us a reference, and I'm like, fuck, what was that?
That's the best, because it just feels so weird when people
and I'm like, say, do it was they so, have the right podcast?
My favorite is when I say, it was so funny when you said this, and I'm like, that does sound funny.
I wish I came up with that.
Good
oh, wait,
for
did I?
Me. Yeah. I'm hilarious. Okay, let me see if I can go grab it, and if you will, never mind, I'm just going to go get
I'll enjoy my juice beverage while I wait. So how's everyone doing? Oh, great. That's good to hear. Yeah, I'm just chilling. Waiting.
Hold on.
Okay, she's back, but she doesn't have anything.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my headphones.
What kind of gift is this?
Okay, so because Blaze helped me with this, he's going to bring it in. Okay, Blaze, whenever you're ready. Okay. So this is for our 40th episode.
What the heck?
It's time.
Happy 40 years of
40 years plus.
Oh my god, is that a Long John donut?
It is a Long John.
Oh my god.
I forgot to buy a cake, and then Blaze was like, why don't you put it in a Long John donut?
Oh my god, it's beautiful. Thank you, Blaze and Christina. This is gonna go perfectly with my fruit stand juice beverage. Oh my god. That reference is when that person got that cake, right? And they were like, they bought that topper for their cake.
It was from Crab Cakes in Baltimore. Or Crab... whatever. I should have put it in a crab cake.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
That's so perfect.
Bye.
Bye. She's recording this on video, if you're wondering why she said bye.
Okay.
Oh my god.
40 years blessed. It's a Long John donut with 40 years blessed. The cake topper we talked about in, I don't know, episodes 31? I don't remember. Crab... what is it?
Crab houses in Maryland.
Crab restaurants. Crab houses.
Crab homes.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, so it was when they lost the cake topper on Nancy's 40th birthday. It was a whole to-do. Anyway.
Oh.
I didn't lose it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Happy 40th.
Can I have a bite of that?
You can probably see a picture on our Instagram, because that's probably the post that we're going to use for it.
Well, I should probably take a picture of it, I guess.
Well, no, a picture of us with it.
Should we take a picture with it?
Not right now.
Like, I'm about to eat it.
Oh, we're eating it right now?
Yes.
I just had a big lunch. She took it over to herself and is like just taking off pieces and eating it. Okay, if you want to see a picture of what's happening right now, you need to get on our Patreon, because I've got some nice pictures of her just chowing down on this Long John donut.
Every patron just removed their donation.
We're not at 100 yet. You guys don't get to see our live stream until you do that, so.
We need 100 of you.
We're getting there. Anyway, happy 40th.
Happy 40th.
Happy 40th.
We made it 40 and flirty, or what is it?
40, flirty, and
thriving.
Yes.
Our theme this week
was gas stations in Wilmington, Delaware.
Did you know that in Delaware they pump the gas for you?
Shut the fuck up.
I also want to start.
Okay, you want to tell us what our challenge is, too? Just so people...
I have no idea.
Yeah, that was for me.
I'm going to be frank with you. I have no clue.
I'm just going to... whatever. The challenge was for me to find reviews of a church where the person had a churchgoer come to their door and be like, hey, come to my church. Forget what the word for it is.
Come to my church. I like this one. I'm excited. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I don't even remember that, but I'm glad that that's what it was.
Get us started with some Wilmington.
Sure. Nope. I'm not going to do that.
These poor people.
Before we start, I wanted to do a little homage, if you will.
Okay.
We just got back from a trip.
We did.
Boy, are our arms tired. And...
you say we flew back from our trip and then you'd say that, geez, you fucked up your dumb joke that I knew you were gonna do. I was gonna fuck it up for you and like make the joke before you could, but then you fucked it up yourself, so it doesn't matter.
You just said that word 4 times and we got a nasty review saying that I had a dirty mouth, and I'm the only one who hasn't sworn yet on this episode, so I just want to say that back to you haters who are saying mean things about me.
Yeah, I do also swear a lot on this show. I know. So I don't know why they called you out.
Because I'm maybe a lady. I'm in my petticoats. Anyway, so we went to Germany and Austria. It was a wild ride.
It was wild.
So we were there for like 11, 12 days. Mm-hmm. Got back yesterday. And I, you know, I already miss it so much.
Uh-oh. What do you have for us?
I just found a couple reviews of a couple places we enjoyed on our trip.
Schneebergbahn?
Maybe.
Oh, shit.
Well, the first one, mm-hmm. I did one Germany, one Austria. In Germany, you and I had the pleasure of experiencing a really beautiful
Phantasialand.
Historic cultural place called Phantasialand.
It's an amusement park, and actually pretty fun.
Our family, we did this big family reunion thing, and they were like, do you want to go to a castle, or do you want to go to an amusement park? And we were like, we'd like to go to a castle.
All
and
four of us were like, castle, please.
That was Alexander, Allie, Blaze, and me. And then they said, well, you're the only four out of 47 people who want to go to a castle, so you're coming to the amusement park. So we loaded onto the Kaiser tour bus, and we all took a trip to Phantasialand. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time.
We had a blast.
However, James did not.
Uh-oh.
I think the problem was James went at Christmas time. James's review of Phantasialand was on TripAdvisor, and the subject was, all the Christmas cheer of a Taliban training camp.
Holy fuck.
So this is what James had to say. It started well enough. We entered via Chinatown, which was a calm and pleasant space. This turned out to be a trap. From the moment we passed into the Berlin section, where most of the attractions are located, we were met by aggressively loud and insistent shouting and wailing from a proliferation of squawk boxes, cleverly positioned to eliminate any hope of escape. Is there some CD in circulation called 100 Traditional Christmas Songs Butchered Without Pity? Or simply, Let's Murder Christmas? Because not only is it ubiquitous and inescapable, it is conceived to ruthlessly crush any kindling of Christmas spirit and stamp remorselessly on the human face. After an hour or two of it, I have kids. The world could go starve for all I cared, and I could have cheerfully shot the little drummer boy. Whoa, yeah, rumpa pum pum.
What is happening? What is this poor victim talking about?
I saw a sanctuary back in Chinatown, which was beautifully lit and with appropriately tinkling, mysterious background music. Real magic. But everything there was closed, including what seemed to be the only decent service restaurant in the place. Nobody could tell me why. I know the Chinese don't celebrate Christmas, but they do usually like to make money.
What?
I sat there for
Does this guy think that it's like that section of the park is like a separate entity run by like a Chinese family or something?
Maybe he was just very convinced by the...
True. Really, for those who don't know, it's like literally just like a section of the park.
It's very aggressively decorated, though.
Yeah, it is. And it's very well done. Not that I've been to China. I mean, like, everything looks clean and nice. And
we went to a restaurant called Ling Bao.
That's like the hotel on the premises, yeah. Other than all the Mao Zedong...
Seriously.
Like tapestries, it was quite tasteful.
I sat there for a while watching the funsters stream past indifferently, lured by the hysterical screaming which they assumed issued from the fast roller coasters, but I would prefer to think came from people like me who could take no more. It's awful to be alone at Christmas. Children and the cerebrally challenged will love this place. But if you have a vestige of soul that has survived the onslaught of Christmas and the urgent screeching of Santa Claus is coming to town, whoa, yeah! You will just grit your teeth and get through it, as is the noble self-sacrifice required of a parent. End of review.
So where does the Taliban come in here?
Oh, that's in Taliban Town.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also quite tasteful.
They also love to make money off you. Anyway.
And they definitely don't celebrate Christmas. That was... What the fuck? So wait, the problem that this guy had was that they had Christmas music?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the way it was presented did not at first seem that way. So I was very... It was just like wailing and screeching, and I didn't know that he was talking about Christmas music until he went, rump-a-pum-pum.
I could shoot the little drummer boy.
Jeez.
Well, he said 100 traditional Christmas songs, Butchered Without Pity, was the name of the CD they were playing, so...
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Now, well, I'm going to move to a different country, and it's not Ling Bao.
It's Austria.
It's Austria. So, Alexander and I had the pleasure of going with Allie and Blaze and Lisa Lampanelli up to the...
Sort of a great joke.
Up to Lower Austria's highest mountain.
The whole trip, I was like, oh, we're going on the Austria's highest mountain, highest point in Austria. And we get there, and then, like, I think Blaze corrected me. He's like, this is just the highest point in southern Austria. I'm like, what?
That's right, folks. We went to Lower Austria's highest mountain.
And the train was like an old steam engine, which is very cool from the outside.
It's very cool for 6 minutes.
From the inside, taking the an hour and a half trip up, not so cool.
90 minutes. And I'd also like to point out that we had a weather problem.
Oh my God.
We probably would give this place 2 stars. Mostly because...
That wasn't their fault, it though.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. We'd give it 4 stars.
Yeah, one for... Yeah, wasn't that... Okay. We show up there, and turns out we have a hike, like a 20-minute walk, to get to the restaurant we needed to go to, where all the family was going to have a lunch. It starts pouring freezing cold water, rain. But it was, like, really aggressive.
It was actually sleet and hail.
It was, like, very aggressive. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that explains a lot, because it hurt.
It hurt, and it. We were in sandals and shorts and t-shirts because it was 80 degrees in Austria,
mm-hmm.
and we went up this mountain, and oh boy, was it no longer that weather.
Not at all. Nope. And if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, check my Insta post from yesterday, and you get to see my very wet shorts. It looks like I peed myself.
Nobody wants that. We suffer through a very wet and cold lunch, then... We get back to the train station, which is where we realize they actually sell hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, we could have used these before we went up a freaking mountain. And so we all bought hoodies, which ironically stated, I love the Schneebergbahn.
Mm-hmm.
I love the train that just brought us to this misery. So now we all have matching hoodies.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And we all also had to throw away our shoes, so that's another fun matching thing.
Literally had to throw away my shoes.
My brand new Birkenstocks.
My very, not very so brand new sneakers.
Tragic. So, you know, I just wanted to, like, kind of give a redemption.
Oh, okay.
From Carl.
Oh, Carl. Tell us.
Carl had a 4-star time also.
Okay.
It seems to kind of match ours.
Okay.
Carl from Missouri said, "The mountains were absolutely beautiful. However, the train makes a stop about 2/3 of the way up for passengers to get off and order pastries from a small rest stop. I was last in a very long line to order, and as I was being served, the train gave one big blast of its whistle and left without me. I was running and shouting for them to stop the train.
Oh my God.
Then I had to wait for another hour and a half for the next train to come. On top of that, my expensive jacket was on that train and was never to be seen again. Don't worry, Carl. They sell these awesome hoodies at the top of the mountain.
Don't you worry. You're in for a treat.
You can share your love of the Schneebergbahn with the world. Even with all that, the view at the top was breathtaking, making it worth all my trouble. However, I give the Salamander train a 0 for customer service.
Oh.
End of review. So, he had the right idea.
Yeah.
4 stars.
4 stars? That's nice.
So, that was
all
my...
All things considered.
I wanted to give kind of the opposite viewpoint for both of those locations. Yes. Those historically, culturally relevant locations we visited.
Oh, yeah. Just the greatest.
Yep.
Especially Fantasialand.
Especially that.
I'd go back there, though. not up on that mountain.
I mean, to be fair, the beer was like 4 euro, so...
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah, it was super cheap. Okay. So, let's go to Delaware.
Finally. What are we, like 30 minutes in?
The next stop on our road trip. I started at Liberty Gas Station.
What a great place to start.
Thank you. I was trying to come up with a joke. I can't come up with one.
We're way too deep into this episode.
Elle gave Liberty Gas Station 1 star. Food is okay, but the white lady that serves the food at the counter is very unprofessional. She was buying Dove soap from a drug addict instead of taking my order when she should have. End of review.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
What a scenario. Why?
I do like that it was specified what brand it was.
And, yeah.
I wanted to know that.
Yeah, because true. Like, I feel like that kind of legitimizes it a little bit more.
Unless Dove
like,
soap
if it
is...
was, like, some crappy soap brand, it'd be like, ew. But here it's Dove soap. It's like, oh, okay.
What if it was, like, Kiehl's hand lotion or, like, Lancome face moisturizer?
That'd be much better story.
However, I do wonder if Dove soap is maybe a euphemism that we naive babies don't understand.
Hit us up. Beach2Sandy at gmail.com. Tell us what Dove soap actually means.
Just send us some.
Yeah, or send us. Okay, I've got a review of Eagle Station by Jess. 2 stars. The only reason I gave it 2 stars instead of 1 is because their gas prices are decent. Try to pay with a card, though, because the guy inside is a jerk. I walked in, he saw me, then went back behind a wall while ignoring I was there. End of review.
That just got me so good.
I know. I was like, not sure if I should include it because I'm like, am I the only one that's going to find this weirdly funny?
That got me so good.
Okay, good.
I think it's because I was visualizing the entire exchange.
Exactly.
Just like the soap exchange. I'm trying to like picture what the hell is going on in these
like,
places.
This guy, I imagine him like standing straight up as a guy, as Jess walks in and he gets all nervous like, uh-oh. And he just like takes 1 step to the side so he can't be seen behind a wall. And
oh
then like
God.
Only comes out when she leaves.
Oh my God, that's so funny to me, and I think it's because I picture the guy just being really socially anxious.
Yeah,
and he's just in the wrong
job. It's like kind of cute. It's like, aw.
He's just in the wrong career. I have a review from Donald, also of Liberty Gas Station. We're still here trying to. The lady's still buying soap, so we haven't really left yet. Donald gave it 1 star. I wish I could give it 0 stars. Did I say Donald gave it 1 stars? What's the matter with me? I've been in Germany too long.
Yeah.
Donald gave it 1 star. I wish I could give it 0 stars. They have the highest priced gas that I've seen in Delaware. The clerk in the small store, the store has room for 2 medium-sized people, is behind the bulletproof glass. You should try not to go there. End of review.
So the problem was that someone was behind bulletproof glass?
Maybe it's that same guy that was hiding behind the wall. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Fast forward a little bit. This guy found a job at a different gas station and accepted it because he could stand behind bulletproof glass.
Delaware, do you not understand what walls and... I'm so confused. So I think I picked this review because I really enjoy that he described the size being like meant for 2 medium-sized people.
Yes, medium. Mm-hmm.
And... So the store is small, has room for 2 medium-sized people, and the clerk is behind the bulletproof glass, so you should not go there.
Yes.
Sure. Cool. Makes sense, Donald.
It sounds like it's not meant for that. It's fine.
And for that
it's
reason,
fine, Donald.
Donald wants to give it 0 stars.
It's fine, Donald. It's fine.
All right, Donald.
Okay, I've got a review from Royal Farms.
Okay.
I don't know if you came across those.
No.
It's...
Not at all.
So I think it's similar
also, your first one was weird, too. Eagle something? Loyal Eagle?
Eagle Station.
Loyal Eagle.
So, Royal Farms, and, like, I did some Wawa ones. A lot of Wawa ones, mostly.
Wawa ones?
Wawa ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Royal Farms has gas stations, but, like, also is known for their chicken. It's supposed to be really cheap and good.
People are obsessed with the food at these gas stations.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Wawa, I understand, because I know that's a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, all... I mean, mm-hmm. at Shell stations, people were, like, commenting on the food. It was
weird.
Very interesting.
Weird. Well, This is a review of a Royal Farms in Wilmington, Delaware. Am I going to be able to eat any of that donut? Mm-hmm. You had...
I left some for you.
3/4 of it.
I left some for you. Thank you. Don't tell people we're eating. They get so mad.
That we're eating while recording?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Allie asked that today. I'm like, oh yeah, we don't let it stop us. Okay. This is a review by Joe. 1 star. Do you notice all your reviews for your stores are like 1 or 2 stars? Should be a warning sign. Royal Farms, go back down south. You obviously can't handle this market. The Delaware market. Guys, we gotta penetrate that Delaware market. Ugh, anyway. I've been to this location for the 3rd and final time. The store is unkept, bathrooms have 1 sink, which barely operates, and is dirty. Food is a 0 out of 10. I ordered a chicken salad wrap. Sandwich came out in a 6-inch wrap. Out of the 6 inches, only 3 inches had filling. Remainder was empty. It was like getting a quarter of a sandwich. Chicken was hard on the ends, and the 1 piece of sweet pepper and the 2 shards of onion, which were old, were all packed onto this anorexic sandwich.
Whoa,
indeed. The finale was the cashier having a conversation across the counter, talking to her friends shopping in the store, about how she doesn't know why people consider her a whore. Not a conversation for the checkout line. 3 strikes and you're out. Sorry, Royal Farms. End of review.
You can't handle this market.
For good reason, this was on Yelp, but under the not recommended section.
You can't handle the Delaware heat.
Oh, yeah.
With your fried... I like how it's like southern fried chicken. You can't make it up here in Delaware, where we have all the good fried chicken at gas stations.
Most of the Royal Farms ones were like, I'd rather go to Wawa down the street.
Yeah,
I bet. I think they're so obsessive over Wawa that literally no one can penetrate their market.
Well,
I'm going to stop saying that. Their market as if I know what I'm talking about.
It's about time I open my Loyal Eagle branch across the street. Penetrate the market.
But not penetrate that bulletproof glass.
Right, Donald? Oh, boy. What a weird place this is. Mm-hmm. No offense, Daniela. Or no, that was the one person who saw you on the street.
Yeah.
Who corrected you?
Somebody
else?
Kayla.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, I know what I had. I have it at a Liberty gas station redemption.
Oh.
Dave gave Liberty gas station 5 stars. They have banging food up in there. I stopped going to other places because their pizza is banging and their food is just good. End of review.
What a wide range of adjectives. He asked for things. Just banging or good?
Oh, I love it. Or just good. I stopped going to other places because their food is just too good. Sorry, Wawa, you lost a customer to Dave.
Yeah. Weren't banging enough.
Or just good enough.
Oh, true. Speaking of Wawa, the rest of mine are Wawa reviews.
Oh, please don't DM us about Wawa. Yeah, God.
I've been there 1 time in, like, New Jersey in 2012. I was depressed, so I don't have a good opinion of it.
God! Em and I went and had a great time and bought some subs, so...
It was on my way to... Okay, the problem was, it was on my way to a table tennis tournament.
Yeah. That was a problem, full stop.
No, I played competitively in college, good times.
There's a video about it somewhere on the internet.
There is, don't look for it.
That I made.
And then, the president of our table tennis club / team was a big fan of Wawa. I think he was from New Jersey. And he kind of ruined it with his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And would not stop talking about it the entire way there. And then I had it and it was good, but I was like,
I think I've done that to people with Skyline Chili, so yeah. I get it. I do like Wawa, though. I went there. And had a good sandwich. So. Yeah,
so let's just move on.
The food's banging.
Food's banging, but let me give some bad reviews of it.
Okay, great.
Here's one from John. 1 star. This place really fell off. I don't know if management is failing, but I do know for sure the employees are definitely failing. This is the 4th time in a row they screwed up my order, and I was the only one in line. So did they screw it up by accident, or did they do it on purpose? I'm starting to wonder. I'll never come back. But to be fair, all of the Wawas around here have developed a real laissez-faire attitude about their job. But this one is terrible. Fire them and hire me. I'll show you dorks how to make a fucking hoagie. End of review.
Oh my god.
I read Laissez-faire and I'm like, god, this guy has a way about
now
him.
Now this is a guy who knows about business.
And then he talked about making a fucking hoagie, and I was like, yeah, I'm convinced. He really rallied me up, got me excited. Everyone hired John.
MBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. John, calm down.
Yeah, and also, that's not really... Never mind. Let's just move on from John.
Actually, let's just hire him and fire everyone else so he can show you how to make a fucking hoagie.
Yeah, maybe he can show us how to make a fucking podcast.
Yeah, maybe right. He can show us how to stop swearing every 5 seconds.
Nope, obviously he can't.
It's too late for us.
It's literally too late for us.
Cool. So I have a review of... Okay, so it's... I don't know when this happened, if this is a new thing or if this is a Delaware thing where companies on Google can just, like, change their name. Like, I saw a couple that were, like, you know, BP station... grand reopening recently or what? Oh, like they like weird. Added okay. stuff to it.
Yeah.
Now this one was called Sitco gas station smiley face emoji.
Oh, I did see that, or not that one, but I've seen right? them use like emojis in there.
They do that. And the it was a smiley with the teeth showing, which I don't like.
Oh yeah,
where its eyes are closed and it's like doing a weird awkward grin.
Yeah.
And so I didn't love that. However, I do love that the Sitco gas station with smiley face has the most apathetic customers in Delaware. So I'm going to read.
Tell me about them.
Kirby gave Sitco 3 stars. If you need gas, you need gas. End of review.
Now, how does this shit happen?
To be fair, it says, if need gas, you need gas.
If you need gas, you need gas.
Yeah.
So they even shortened it and made it even sweeter.
Just like even simpler.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kirby.
Thanks, Kirby. Thanks, Kirbs.
Now I know exactly whether or not I should go there.
I was wondering what it would take to get me there.
I have another Wawa review.
Wawa review
by Lucy, 2 stars. Should I just change all R's in these reviews to W's?
Please don't. Make it God, improve? No. Help, no. Okay.
Behind the hoagie counter, there was a little too much lollygagging and socializing for my comfort when I was in a hurry to get to work. I once waited 10 minutes for an iced latte. After my brain had exploded with stress, I took it and left. But there shouldn't have been a stressful experience.
Oh my god.
Cashiers are mostly friendly. Food is fresh and delicious, especially the donuts. End of review.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Please hold. Everybody at Wawa says things like lollygagging, laissez-faire. I've decided this is the strangest...
It's weird, right?
...customer base.
That's so true. So many of these reviews, I'd read them and I'm like, who are these people?
With the verbiage.
It gets better. I'll just tell you that there's another one that's
too much
like,
a lollygagging for my taste.
Yeah.
Oh god. Okay, well, I have the opposite thing going on in my next review. This is another very apathetic review by Megan of Sitco gas station.
Tell us.
3 stars. Well, it's defiantly a gas station. Now once again I need to translate that. I believe, maybe this is just presumably. An assumption. I presume this was supposed to say it's definitely a gas station. I've seen often that definitely mm-hmm. is spelled as defiantly, but I just love that, like, well, it's defiantly a gas station.
You know what? Even if they meant definitely, it was a very...
Laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire review right there.
Laissez-faire attitude.
God. Well, good to know about that Sitco.
Yep.
With emoji.
If you need gas, you need gas, because this is defiantly a gas station.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Delaware. Here's a review by Diana of Wawa. 1 star. I spent some time looking for something cold to drink. I decided to get unsweetened tea. This Wawa only had sugared sweet teas. I asked the cashier, and she states that they don't have any unsweetened drinks. Are you kidding? I ended up with milk. Sad. End of review. And literally included a picture of a 1/2 gallon of milk. 1/4 of it has been consumed.
Grotesque. So she's just drinking milk with a straw in the parking lot out of a 1/4 gallon container.
I'm imagining no straw, just tipping it right up.
Oh god.
Tipping it like a moonshine jug.
And she's looking
That's
at someone
what I'm picturing.
with a sweet tea going, that's disgusting. And yeah. She drinks her milk in her car.
Yeah.
Super.
Although that would be a complaint of mine if they didn't have unsweetened iced tea. But then again, not enough for me to go online, write this ridiculous one-star review, including a picture of a half gallon of milk.
I feel like this is the person that texts photos every time something happens. Probably like I do.
Yes.
But like anytime there's something to like add a photo to describe the situation where it's like, yeah, I know what it looks like when you drink a gallon of milk, but thank you.
Yeah.
For the proof, I guess.
Yeah, what the... It's just so unnecessary. Like most of the things we read here.
But my favorite reviews are the ones with unnecessary photos. Mm-hmm. It really is the best.
It makes it more enjoyable for sure.
I mean, not for you guys because you can't see them, but it's okay.
But we don't care.
We don't care. This is a laissez-faire podcast.
Okay, I'm so over that word.
I'll stop lollygagging.
That word is canceled.
Let's go to Shell. Donnie gave it 1 star. Had a terrible experience at this location. Came in on March 24th, 2018, to purchase a pack of cigarettes and was not greeted or even told thank you. As I finished my purchase, I went to walk out of the store and the man who had a black turban on proceeded to give me a look as I wanted to walk out. I am a customer that has came into your establishment to make a purchase. I do not appreciate that I'm given dirty looks, and as I went to call them last night to give a complaint, whomever the gentleman was proceeded to act like he was not very concerned. Thumbs down emoji times 5. Thumbs down for this Shell station that treats their customers very wrong. As a manager myself, you don't treat customers unwelcome, and if I had my way, I would fire every last one of those gentlemen. End of review.
I have a feeling that them firing them has nothing to do with that experience.
With the look?
With the look, yes.
Interesting theory.
Just a theory.
Interesting theory you have.
What the hell? People are too tightly wound here. Listen, a little bit.
They are. I mean, think about it. They're like, this is such a... There's so much lollygagging, and the man in a turban looked at me, and, I mean, everyone's very high-strung. Yeah.
Taliban? Oh, wait, that's Austria. Or Germany.
Yeah. Taliban in Chinatown, it's a whole thing.
Germany, Delaware, what's the difference?
Just don't shoot the drummer boy.
Please.
Please.
Or do what Lauren wants to do here in my 2-star review of Wawa.
Oh, great.
It's a little similar to yours with the cigarette thing, but
It
goes a little different direction.
Oh, no.
I've been a loyal customer for years, going at least 4 times a week, enough to recognize me. I am 32 years old, and the manager asked to see ID. So when I gave it to him, he said it was expired the same day and would not sell me my cigs. Their policies are meant to prevent children from purchasing cigs, not loyal customers. So, because he refused me and argued with me, I was late to work on my birthday with no way to get a new driver's license or my cigs. He lied to me 3 times, stating he couldn't sell me my cigs without scanning my license. He was really enjoying being an asshole. I was so angry I almost threw my hot coffee in his face, and I would have been justified in doing so. End of review.
Oh my god, no!
No!
No,
Lauren.
To physically harm someone and send them probably to the emergency room is really not...
My god, right?
It's not good. Nah.
No, not really.
Not quite.
But that's a thing. They literally scan the IDs.
I do...
That's a thing at like 7-Eleven. I don't know. Yeah, why would that be a lie?
Yeah, I don't know. And I also...
And why would they not want to sell you cigs? Cigarette. Sorry, I don't like that. That's her terminology. Why would they not cigs?
We're not cool enough to say shit like that.
Why would they not want? Like what? That's what I don't get. What is the point in them doing that?
That's it. Because it was her birthday, and he knew it, and he really wanted to ruin her birthday. Duh.
Oh. Or it's a loyal customer who's an asshole every single time, and they wanted to get back at her. But my assumption is they didn't want to refuse her service, but they had no choice because of the law. I love when we just...
Discuss the law. Yeah.
It's really, really, really useful for our listeners.
I think...
we provide a lot of insight.
Between our MBA and our law degree, we really have a lot of insight into these kinds of matters, especially as someone who buys cigarettes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Not...
Don't forget my PhD.
Oh, right.
in review theory. What?
It's so dumb.
That was dumb. Let's delete it.
It's pretty dumb.
Your turn.
Okay, so I have a review of the same Shell station where Donnie had a terrible experience with a man in a turban. TJ gave this review, and it is a 2-star review. Employees are extremely rude and condescending. I also never see any white employees, so I suspect there's a lot of employment discrimination. End of review.
What? What is wrong with these people?
I love that one.
That's...
What are you talking about?
Hilariously out of touch.
I have never seen a white dude comment on a place and say, there's so many white employees, so there must be discrimination. Like, I've never seen it the other way around. Yeah. Like, oh, this gas station has only white employees. This is discrimination.
Exactly. But when it's but no white employees,
it's all not,
it must be discrimination.
Right, non-white people.
Wow.
I
haven't seen that people say that either. We see people say, I was discriminated against for being white.
But, well, that's true.
But
this one's like a new level, like a new meta level of like,
wow.
It's not even about...
A whole nother level of out of touch.
Yeah, weirdly out of touch. I'm like, especially because... Apparently, as far as I've learned from these reviews, gas stations only fit 2 people in them at a time.
Yeah.
In Delaware, true. And one of them's behind a wall, so you don't really know who they are.
Yeah.
Who that true, person is true. Or what their ethnicity is.
God, that's ridiculous.
But I just love that this TJ's never seen a white employee there. So he suspects there's a lot of discrimination going on in the hiring system.
Well, who knows? Maybe he has a whole notebook full of all the different gas stations.
Oh God!
Employment
he just
processes.
Tracks. He goes to like the Sunoco and he's like, "Well, 2 white employees. This place checks out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave it in my good list for now."
The BBB won't hear about this place.
BBB.
All right, I've got a review here from Jamie of Wawa, 1-star, and. This goes into the special verbiage.
Oh, again?
Of Delawareans.
What is happening?
What's it? Delawareans? Delawareans?
Oh, God. I don't even want to guess. Delawites. Get it?
As it should be. Okay.
Also, this all is only happening at Wawa. Because I'm looking through mine, and I don't seem to have any that have been...
What is it with Wawa and their... The way people talk.
Their hoity-toity language.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
There was no bathroom. I had to wash my hands after 12 consecutive hours of physical belaboring rugby. So now my...
I thought we were going to go with, like, with physical labor at, like, a...
Literally
I don't know,
anything,
a
like some sort
site?
Of work. Something, like... Positive for society?
Sorry, was it laborious what?
Physical belaboring rugby.
Belaboring. Okay, sure.
So now my food. My Mac had absolutely not enough Old Bay. Therefore, it tasted not okay.
Oh, dear.
Secondly, I ordered chicken strips and barbecue sauce, but with my order, I didn't receive any. Thirdly, the machine for beverages did not give me an option to cancel my order. Therefore, I was insatiable. Will my time in this store? Don't know what that means.
Alexander, I think this was meant for people of a higher caliber of language.
Someone please translate. May I encourage that you temporize and make some arrangements with these complaints?
This is not.
And a review.
This is not real. What is wrong? What is happening?
I don't know, Delaware. Talk
Delaware,
to us.
Do you have an app that we can put these things into and figure out what the hell is going on?
Do you know what temporize means? It means
to like temper something?
To avoid making a decision or committing oneself in order to gain time. So, for example, the opportunity was missed because the mayor still temporized. Because he was like delaying
what?
It? They're un.
Listen.
Or temporarily adopt a particular course. In order to conform to the circumstances.
Someone recently insulted my intelligence in a review based on the language I choose to use. And it was either this person is the only the only thing I can guess is that it was this person. Or, like, maybe I really am just so dumb because I don't even know what that... But I'm not proving myself here because I don't understand how that word fits into any of this. Listen, we've been speaking German for 12 days straight.
True. I'm kind of over...
So I'm so sorry. Please don't call me dumb.
A struggle to come into English and not normal English. This is high class English.
this is Delaware English.
Yeah.
Delaware Wawa English.
I do have good news, though.
Oh,
this review is in the not recommended section on Yelp.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Not recommended for people like us.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, if one more person calls me dumb, can you just do it in, like, German, and then maybe we'll talk, okay? How's that?
Ooh.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm so over it. It really hurts my feelings. Okay, I'm sorry. I haven't temporized. Once I do.
Temporize those complaints and get back to them.
Complaints. And I'll let you know. I wish I had more apathetic customers like the sicko had.
But... Like, this is defiantly a podcast.
3 stars.
They're not wrong.
I would take that. If you need gas, you need gas. Beach too sandy, water too wet. So, we're moving to Sunoco. Oh, we're moving to a redemption.
Good.
5 stars by Camp Twilight.
I hate that. Just kidding. I have nothing against Twilight. Don't at me.
Xander loves Twilight.
I have no opinion. I've never watched it or read it.
Because I work with them, not for them. They know me personally. Great peoples. Basically friends of the family. End of review.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Well, it's 5 star. I shouldn't be mean.
I think they are an employee.
Yeah, I don't understand. They work with them, but not for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically friends of the family.
Whatever you find pride in, I don't know.
My reviews are very different than yours. I don't know what's going on here.
That just caught me off guard completely. I don't really know what was going on there. But I liked it. Seemed happy and nice.
Yeah. Camp Twilight.
They give their family 5 stars. That's good. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. 5 stars. Basically friends of the family.
Yeah, I've got one more review here. It's of a Wawa, 1 star by Ricky.
Oh, wait. There was a manager response that said, no, you work for us, not with us. I'm just kidding.
You're fired. You're fired.
Also, we're not your family. Please stop calling me dad.
Oh. That
got weird. Sorry, I took it too far.
Okay, this is a review by Ricky of a Wawa. 1 star. Poor service. And Jenna is the worst person. And who pays extra for barbecue sauce? Even if I ask for extra barbecue in a cup, I'm better off going to the other Wawa since I have no issues asking for extra barbecue and getting 2 instead of 1 barbecue cups. End of review.
Ricky, did Jenna dump you?
Yeah, what? So that's what I'm wondering. Is Jenna at all related to the barbecue? Or is it just a completely different feud?
She's basically like friends of the family.
Oh, yeah. And that's the problem.
There's some layers here, really, though.
Ricky gives 1 star to his family.
There really was like a bait and switch with this Jenna situation.
I know. I don't know if that would make more sense at the end or where it is. Like, it's like, poor service. And Jenna is the worst person. Like, you'd say and, like, you if it's at the end. But then he went into a rant about barbecue
sauce.
And
it didn't seem that Jenna was connected to the barbecue sauce in any way.
Or to the poor service, because it's poor service.
Or to the Wawa. Like, maybe this is just... True. Like, he just adds that into every conversation. He just needs to spread the word wherever he can.
He was going on his rounds, like, selling his Dove soap, and Jenna, Jenna wouldn't buy any.
Jenna keeps hiding behind the wall every time he shows up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. That's just, I mean, I can't even begin to address the barbecue sauce thing.
No, let's not.
Oh, let's not. Great. I have one more redemption.
Good.
I had a lot for, I will say most of them, like there was that one, remember I read the pizza was banging?
Oh, yeah.
That place had, wait, let me see where it was. That was the Liberty gas station.
Mm-hmm.
People commented on the pizza, like 5 stars, like best pizza in town, best pizza.
Delaware must have some shitty pizza.
God damn it, Alexander.
I'm sorry.
No comment.
Wait, who am I? Head over to New Haven if you want good pizza.
It's actually like, head over to New Haven.
Your husband.
That's Blaze.
Poor Blaze.
Blaze. Blaze, we love your pizza and your monotone.
I just have never had it, so.
Blaze just delivered you a donut.
Oh, thank you, Blaze.
And then I ate it, so I guess I ruined that for everyone.
After this review, we're going to take a break so I can eat that donut.
This is a 4-star review by Benson. of the Citgo gas station. I live right by the store, so I walk here on a regular. Okay, hold on. I forgot. This is my favorite redemption ever.
Okay.
I love it so
much. I'm perked up now.
I'm quite sure this is a child's. Which are the best.
I love those.
Reviews. Okay.
Not keep in children. Mind. Reviews written by children.
I love those. I love those things.
God damn it.
Who am I? I love those. New Haven.
We're jet lagged. Leave us alone.
We are literally so jet lagged, dude. We haven't even used that as an excuse yet. Shit, we could have used that all episode.
Well, now they know.
Well, we went to bed at like 6:37 p.m. And
we're jet lagged, and yet we're recording an episode that's probably going to be like an hour and a half long.
By the way, we're editing it on Tuesday. It comes out at midnight. So, yes. Like, literally comes out. When you're listening to this on Wednesday, when it comes out, we recorded it less than 24 hours before.
Yes.
And we're still jet lagged.
And we're not hurrying up and ending this.
Oh, sure. We're lollygagging.
Let's just read the review from the child that I love. Go.
4 stars by Benson. I live right by the store, so I walk here on a regular. So there's this one time I went to buy Cheez-It, the box. That's in parentheses, by the way. I went to buy Cheez-It, the box, and I peep at the register. The man was looking around the box, and he let me buy it, and I got home and gave it to my mom. She checked the expiration date, and it was expired, and I told her that might have been the reason the man was looking around it. And they did refund, with allowing me to get 8 bags of Cheez-Its.
Aww.
Sorry, 8 bags of Cheez-It.
Oh.
This is like one sentence, by the way, this whole thing. Mm-hmm. The second incident is when I was going to my bus stop and had a field trip, so I decided to get my sandwich from there, and there were flies flying all around them. And I had requested that they made sure none of the flies could get near my sandwich, which they did do, but they take long to make fresh food, which is a good thing, because their food is really good, and I would recommend it. End of review.
That was so sweet.
So cute.
Oh, I like that.
I like how they sold him expired Cheez-Its, and he's like... It was great.
Yeah.
My mom brought them back and got me 8
my
more.
My mom threw a fit, so I had to return them. But they gave me more Cheez-It, parentheses, right. The bag.
Cheez-It, the box. I like how they had to specify that it was a box.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, because later they got the bag version, that's why.
Is that what happened? Oh, yeah, you're
they
right.
They got 8 Cheez-It, the 8 bag.
8 bags of Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that, no, like... Cute. He specified that the man was looking at the box and noticed that it was expired yeah, and then
the
sold
guy
it
out.
Anyway. Yeah. And then he's like, but it was nice. He gave me 8 more.
Yeah.
Cute. Please keep the flies away from my sandwich. Their food's really good. Oh, God. I love it so much.
It's funny.
At a Citgo. This at made me very happy.
My challenge was to find a review of a church written by someone who was... ministered at their door.
This is so...
I think that's the word for it, right? Where they show up at your door and knock, and they're like, hi, come to our church. And the person's like, fuck off, and they go on and write a review for that person's church. That like.
I think it's called threatening to derail me due to my social anxiety, and also trespassing potentially, but...
Sure.
Ministering.
We will get to the legal aspect later.
Fantastic. Who suggested this? Because this is very good.
It was sent in by Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin, this is such a good one.
Yeah, it really was.
This is so brilliant. You guys are so much better at coming up with these than I am.
Yeah, this is Caitlin who sent in like a bajillion things.
Oh, guys, send in more. They're so funny.
Yeah, so here's my first one.
Okay.
This is of Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California. Written by JT. 1 star. This church is like a cult. When they came to my door, I let the gentleman speak, even though it was like 8 p.m. After he spoke a little, I said, you sound like a Jehovah's Witness. He said yes. Made me think. And I was raised in the church, and I am saved and anointed, and God welcomes all into his house to hear his word. But on this church website, under 3 steps to be a member, number 4, complete new member class.
Wait. Number 4?
I know.
Did he not just say 3 steps?
Yes.
Okay.
But apparently there's a 4th step.
Okay.
That either they made up or is actually on the website that says that you have to complete a new member class.
Okay.
And then there's more to it. It says, members are removed from the church roll when they stop attending or an open sinful behavior that is unbecoming to a Christian behavior. It is written, Romans 3:10, there is no one righteous, not even one. Mm. Mark 10:18 and 1 John 1:8-9, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If it's God's house, truly, who are they to turn his people away?
I was wondering, why are God? There flames coming out from around? Oh, no.
Because I shouldn't be saying
You're
this stuff.
Being smitten.
God never turned away anyone. End of review.
What is going on? Okay, translate this for me.
So
a heathen,
this
like
is,
me.
This is a Christian person mm-hmm. who was visited and thinks that this the person who visited... Mm-hmm. And his church mm-hmm. turns people away if they sin or if they
understood
don't show up to class.
Don't show up to class.
If they have bad attendance, they cannot go to your church. And so this guy's
what
saying,
if this was just...
well, the Bible says God doesn't turn anyone away, so you're a cult.
What if this was just like a community college and they were like, we're not trying to get you to join our church. You just need to go to class and like not yeah. drink on campus.
Well, it's, what's funny is with these reviews, I expected a lot of like atheists and,
yeah,
or,
right.
like, to write 1-star reviews. Turns out it was mostly other religious people who had problems with these
it's
churches.
Christians,
hating Christians.
Competing with Christians.
And basically.
What yeah. a novel idea. Religions versus religions.
Wow.
Listen, I have a PhD also. It's in religious studies.
God.
And also... Sociology.
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I have a review by Sarah of World Mission Society Church in Santee, California.
In where?
Santee, S-A-N-T-E-E.
I've heard of, I mean, I've read that. I don't know how to say that.
Okay, I'm saying it's Santee.
I'm saying it's Santé.
Mm, Santé. Oh, en Santé.
Santé, my onions.
1-star.
I also have a PhD in
stop
French.
Shut up. Okay.
My laissez-faire. That's why I said it so well.
Yes. Moving on. My husband and I grew up in your typical Calvary Chapel type church in SoCal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
One of
Same.
Those typical.
Me too.
When we moved to San Diego, we were looking for a new church to join, and these people came to our door one day and seemed so pleasant and friendly.
Uh-oh.
We decided to check it out.
If somebody comes to my door pleasant and friendly, I am very
That's a bad sign.
I am not happy about it. I'm very scared.
Yeah. Big mistake. They twist what the Bible says, and we were kept in a small room for about 6 hours while they explained their corrupted view of scripture to us.
Oh my God.
But at least the food was good. End of review.
What? I want to know!
Want to know what? Well, how they corrupted it?
Yes! Who corrupted? My thought is, did they corrupt scripture or did the people in San Diego corrupt the scripture and then these people...
I have 2 more reviews of this church, so
Who's?
Maybe we'll get
oh,
some more
same
insight.
Church?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah, let's go.
Let me get through them.
Okay.
This is by Dylan, 1-star. Came to my door literally as I was on my way to Bible study. Insisted that I acknowledge God as a mother and a woman.
Corruption, indeed!
More I listened, the more I got a huge cult vibe. Especially since they really didn't want me going to Bible study.
Oh my God.
End of review.
Oh my God.
Okay, 1 more from that same church. By Steve, 1-star. Don't fall for the cult. The teachings take biblical scripture and twist and taint it to fit their model of belief. I was approached by a missionary, and I felt a great uneasiness, deceit, and evil surrounding his teachings. Through the faith and knowledge God blessed me with, I was able to rely on Jesus to guide me out of this brainwashing session. Jesus spoke to me and filled my heart with these words,
uh-oh.
Quote, only through Christ can you be. No works by human hands is enough. Only Jesus. End of review.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what's going on here.
What are you talking about? He led you out of there? So, like, what? You just, like, closed your eyes and...
Yes.
...wandered out of this 6-hour brainwashing session? I also don't understand. I think it's very... What's the word?
Laissez-faire.
Yes, thank you. I just think it's very, like, self-important when people say, oh, well, all these people are, like, heretics or whatever. They're tainting scripture.
And, like, painting it, yeah.
But the Lord spoke to me and said, I will take you out of the... I'm like, what? So what are you so special for, Jeff, that, like,
yeah.
Jesus is speaking to me directly to say, oh, come with me out of this. No, he's not. What is he in your head?
And because the other people are saying the exact same thing about Jesus talking to them or whatever.
What? Yeah.
I don't know. I just, yeah, that self-importance and that idea that their religion is better than all of the other ones. It's just not.
Guys, I have a PhD in religious studies, so what I'm saying.
God damn it. Don't listen to anything we're saying.
Right, at least we're clear that we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Like, this is probably a cult, too, but, like, we're pretty self-aware that we don't know what the hell's going on either.
A cult of escargotoire.
Holy crap, we are French.
Okay, fuck. Okay, so now I went on a little bit of a different path.
Uh-oh.
And I went on Amazon to find reviews of, like, a no-solicitor, like, product. And I found one.
Stop that. Wait, like a sign or something?
Yeah, that you would put on your front door. And I found one. It's called the No Preaching Door Plaque.
Yes.
And it's a black, like, outline of, or like black drawing of a man and a woman standing next to each other. The man has like a briefcase. The woman is holding up a Bible looking thing. It has like a cross on it. So it's as if it's like a book. And it has a big red circle with a line through it. Literally a no preaching door
zone.
Plaque.
Yeah. No preaching zone.
So I'm going to start with, I have a 5-star review and then a 1-star review.
Okay.
Here's a 5-star review by Lynn. I live in a heavily Mormon populated neighborhood. And since moving in a year ago, we've had 4 to 5 people trying to talk to us about Jesus, God, religion. I have zero patience for that garbage. Oh. But I have no issue with the people, just their beliefs.
That phrase should be said very carefully in this country.
So I do feel bad just telling them to fuck off as I always do.
Oh.
Now I don't have to be mean. We're all in this together. End of review.
I like how they're like, I really feel bad telling them to fuck off, which I do every single time they come to my door.
I do it anyway. I just feel bad about it. Now I don't have to feel bad about it. Sign's doing it for me.
But not bad enough to not tell people at my door to fuck off with their beliefs. Super duper.
Oh, boy. Okay, so now I have the 1-star review. It's the only 1-star review on this product by Ryan.
So this is a well-received product, I suppose.
I suppose so. Or just not very...
Is there one that's just like, please don't ring my doorbell?
Often reviewed.
Even if you're the UPS delivery person?
There are so many like that.
I would like all of them.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of talking to strangers. Yeah.
Well, here's a review by Ryan. I was going to buy this. Then I realized that as an American, I actually value the First Amendment, which provides for free exercise of religion and freedom of speech. I may not agree with those who knock on my door, but there is no way I'm going to condemn the very people who have fought for 100 years to pave the way for the freedoms I enjoy today.
What?
If you don't want Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons knocking on your door, then move to Russia, where no one has free exercise of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to peaceably assemble, and is prohibited from outspokenly petitioning for a governmental redress of grievances. End of review.
Finally, someone read our children's book about the Constitution.
Right.
Wait.
What?
I like how the review goes, I was going to buy this.
Why would they end up...
I'm sure you want to fucking buy this.
I love that. It's like, and then suddenly an epiphany. George Washington came to him on a horse.
He spoke to me.
Yeah.
He said, I'll lead you out of this.
Yes.
Yeah, it was in his Amazon cart, and he suddenly had a vision.
He left it in his cart and then got an email from Amazon. Would you like this children's book about the Constitution?
We have recommendations for you on Kindle. I don't really think that this person understands much.
Well,
full stop.
I feel like this was, especially when they said that they've been fighting for 100 years for this, right? It's like,
To whom do you speak?
What? Why just in exactly 100 years when this country is well over 200 years
by now?
Well,
I don't know. Have you been to the Creationist Museum? They have different views of when everything happened in the world.
When God created America was only 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this got me curious about the First Amendment and how it relates to solicitors.
I see.
And I did find an article written by John Vile.
We'll have to create a...
From Middle Tennessee State University. It's like a legitimate article about door-to-door solicitation.
Perfect.
And
we can copy and paste it and put it in our next edition of our children's book. And we'll think about crediting him if we remember.
We'll think about it. But yeah, so he wrote this article about it and provided all these court cases that related to it. Turns out, First Amendment kind of does protect solicitors.
Really?
Quite a bit. Because, there are, like, the state laws regarding, like,
trespassing
and stuff. But in court cases, actual cases where it's religious institutions versus, like, people who are, like, stay off my lawn, the religion institutions tend to win. They get to... Like, there was one example where they tried to pass some sort of bill that would force religious institutions to actually, like, it would require them to get permits for door-to-door solicitation, and it was turned down. The bill was, like, thrown out because it went against the First Amendment.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
This guy kind of had a weird... point about it, but went about it the wrong way, because
I like to think, like, legally speaking, sure, like, that makes sense, that doesn't surprise me. I would like to think if you do put up a sign like that, it doesn't necessarily legally protect you, but, like, probably people get the hint.
Yeah,
like,
and then they know, okay, this person will not,
they're not gonna be happy, and they're not gonna switch over to my belief system if I go to their door and they have a giant sign with a man
there you go
holding a book up in the air.
It's like those signs on the back of trucks and stuff that says, we are not responsible for, like, if something falls out and hits your car. Turns out that's not true at all. They just put it on there to deter people from...
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's, like, garbage trucks or whatever. It's, like, trucks that say, we're not responsible for anything that falls out.
For a log that goes through your windshield.
It's, like, back up, drive a safe distance away. But that's bullshit. You can... Like, if something falls out of someone's truck, they are liable for it, even if they have a sign on their truck that says they're not.
What about the ones that have, like, fake testicles hanging off of them?
They're not responsible for anything.
So that's legally binding.
That is legal. That was actually, I believe, which amendment was that?
69.
Well, that's the end of my challenge.
I regret everything.
Good ending.
You got a lot of reviews for that.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
It was pretty good. That's, like, as many as I found. I kept looking, but...
That was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Some people had 5-star reviews. They were like, they came to my door. I checked it out. I loved it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I didn't want to read those. They weren't as fun.
We don't like positive exchanges.
Apparently it works.
Wow, it does work, huh? Yeah. Well, even with that one where she was like, we were looking for a new church and these people came and they seemed friendly, so we checked it out.
Yeah, they gave it a shot.
And obviously then they perverted religion by saying God was a woman, but, could have gone nice places.
Yeah.
There was a shot.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe we should start a religion.
Escargotoire.
The Church of Escargotoire.
Yeah.
Oh, feeling 43. Flirty and blessed.
Always. Okay.
Well, happy 40th episode.
Happy 40th episode. You want to give us our theme for next week?
Oh, boy, do I. Let me look it up first. Actually, I'm going to pull one from the jar because I feel like we've done that for challenges recently, but not for
themes.
Let's do
it.
Oh, boy, there's a lot in here, Zandy. Oh, my God. Look at this. There are a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's see if you find a state that we haven't done yet.
Oh, right. Shit. So I just happened to pick one from... New Mexico, which we just checked the list and we haven't done, and I'm so happy because it was the first one I picked and it's so good.
What is it?
The theme is psychics in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's good.
I'm so happy.
Okay, cool. That's a really fun one.
Oh my gosh.
I like that.
Me too. I'm really amped about that. That'll be really fun. And we haven't done anything really like that yet, I don't think. Like anything kind of esoteric and...
Not really.
Besides ghost tours.
We did ghost tours, but that's different, I think.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So what's my challenge?
Your challenge comes from a listener. who messaged us today.
Oh, my.
I was sitting down on the couch, and I read this message, and I was like, I got to do this.
We've really been lollygagging.
It's similar to what they said. It's from Lauren, who's also a Cincinnati native. Went to UC, etc.
Cool.
And...
Who day?
Football season's coming up. Super Bowl champs.
Aren't you so excited, guys, when we start following Cincinnati football? They're going to love it.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, they won't. Nope. Okay. So, I'm going to tweak it a little bit. Very slightly.
Okay.
But here's my tweaked version. Your challenge is to find a review of Skyline Chili written by someone who is not from Cincinnati.
Oh, well. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Does it have to be positive?
It does not.
Good, because that'll be better.
Yeah, it'll probably be easier to find. You mentioned Skyline earlier in this episode.
I could probably rally up like multiple people in under this roof right now who would write me a negative review of Skyline Chili who are not from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But Allie, I guess I'll go on the internet.
The first time I took Allie to Skyline, we had our food, and she was like, why is it lukewarm? Like, why is it
not
hot?
And the terrible thing is that we were all at the table, and we all went, I never thought about that.
Literally my entire life eating Skyline, never. I never thought of the fact that it's never served to you hot.
Never occurred to me before.
It's never been hot.
And it is being cooked there. Like, you can see it in the
you
little...
You watch them make it right in front of you, and you get it, and it's not hot.
It is pretty lukewarm.
And I'm like, I kind of shrug my shoulders, and I'm like,
and by
whatever.
The way, it is,
it's Skyline. It's my
meat.
Life.
It is meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting thought. However, I do eat my pizza cold, and I do eat... things pretty like I don't heat things up very
but generally hot. When you get it
no
like,
yes that's,
originally
I think but what I'm saying is the reason it never bothered me is that like I don't mind that in general.
I think we're just indoctrinated.
You're right.
I
you're
really
right.
Think we just grew up with it, so it's normal for us.
So should we cancel our weekend solicitation route this weekend, because I had a lot of brochures printed already.
Yeah, about the glory that is Skyline Chili.
Steaming lukewarm chili.
And for those who don't know about Skyline, it's chili on top of spaghetti
with shredded cheese,
and you can add onions, you can add beans,
oh,
you can add both.
So good.
And apparently outside of Cincinnati that's a weird thing, chili on top of spaghetti.
You mean it's like, it's like weird to people. Yeah,
it's not. So I think this challenge could be pretty fun.
But it's so good,
not necessarily
guys.
Difficult, but I think you'll find some good ones.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for both of these. They're both close
this
to my heart.
Good episode, 41. Okay, well, excited to see you then. We'll talk to you soon.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like,
nope.
Bye.
See you in a week.
Together. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.